Welcome to Open Studio, a program where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. Well, it's good to be back at the microphone after a little holiday hiatus. You've already heard a couple of episodes we recorded before the end of 2025, but this is our first time back in the studio in this new year, and it feels good. It's the second time, though, on Open Studio for our guest today. Lori Meadows is chair of Kentuckians for the Arts, an organization that advocates for the arts across the state. She's going to tell us about Kentucky Arts Day coming up January 22nd in Frankfort, and we'll chat a little bit about the state of public funding of the arts in Kentucky. Lori was on our inaugural episode. Good to have you back. It's the second time, though, on Open Studio for our guest today. Lori Meadows is chair of Kentuckians for the Arts, an organization that advocates for the arts across the state. She's going to tell us about an important upcoming event in Frankfort, and we'll chat a little bit about the state of public funding of the arts in Kentucky. So, and Lori was on our inaugural episode. Good to have you back.
Thanks so much, Tom. It's always good to be here.
So what's going on later this month in Frankfort?
Well, it's Kentucky Arts Day. The legislature is in session. This is a budget year, and so Kentuckians for the Arts is advocating for more funding for the Kentucky Arts Council.
So how can, should arts organizations across the state be interested in this, and how can they get involved?
Arts organizations should definitely be interested in this. Whether or not they receive direct funding from the Kentucky Arts Council, a well-funded state arts agency is critical to the arts and cultural sector in the Commonwealth. And so it's important for everybody to be involved.
What can people expect on Kentucky Arts Day? They show up in Frankfort. What can they expect to see?
Well, we ask people to register, which they can do by going to the Kentuckians for the Arts website at kyforthearts.org. We will have a breakfast in the morning from 8:30 to 10:30. Legislators are invited to that. After that, we ask people to schedule appointments with their legislators and talk to them about the value the arts bring to the Commonwealth. And we have all of the talking points, all of the materials. And then at 2:00, when the legislators go into session, we'll do a follow-up meeting, kind of a next steps that people can take to continue to advocate.
Well, I want to talk about like how easy it is to set up a meeting with the legislators. But this is not just for arts organizations either. This is for artists who make their living. And why is it important for them to be there as well?
Absolutely. The artists, we have an incredible field of artists in the state, both who do it just for their own pleasure, but also the artist businesses in Kentucky are extremely strong. And that's in part due to the Kentucky Arts Council programs like the Performing Arts Directory, the Kentucky Crafted program. And again, a strong economy for the arts and strong funding from the state arts agency makes this a better landscape for everyone to be able to be included in the arts, and it certainly helps artisans with their businesses.
And there's certainly ancillary businesses that serve artists as well. I mean, I'm thinking about framers. I'm thinking about businesses that supply raw materials to sculptors like marble or stone or anything. And that's part of the creative industry here.
Absolutely.
In Kentucky too, right?
Yes, that certainly counts as part of the creative industry. When you look at where artists may buy their supplies, their materials, that is a whole separate sector, if you will. But there are also the businesses that are enhanced and influenced by the arts that take place in communities. For example, if you have an arts event going on, you know, think about the restaurants. People come in and eat. They come to the community. They buy gas. They buy food. They may do some shopping. They may stay overnight in hotels. So it's really good for the economy overall.
So I want to get back to this thing that I wanted to ask before. How easy is it for people to to sign up to get some time with their legislators?
Oh, it's very easy. You can call the Legislative Research Commission. Go to their website, Kentucky Legislative Research Commission. Call the phone number, and you can either ask to speak directly to your legislator's office. You will probably get their aide. And at that point, you request a meeting. You say that you would like to have a meeting. You tell them who you are. Sometimes they'll ask what your address is, just to make sure that you have the correct legislator. And sometimes they will send you an email saying, you know, please ask in an email so that we have the correct information. And then they'll get back with you. And right now, things are very, very busy with the legislative session only having started this year on January 6th. So it might take a couple of tries, but you know, it's great. If you can get 15 minutes with your legislator, that's very important. And I always think of something that I heard a city council member in a Kentucky community say once, that he didn't recall anybody ever coming and asking about the arts. And so if you don't go in and ask, they're not going to know that it's important.
Yeah. It's probably easy for, especially if you're not in a metro area, if you're in a rural area, as an artist or even an arts organization leader, to feel like you sort of exist in a vacuum. What would Arts Day give to somebody like that if they showed up there to see other people?
Well, one of the great things is you will be able to see your colleagues from around the state. And I think that's very important. You're right. There aren't a lot of opportunities to be able to get together with people in the same profession as you, always for artists or arts organizations, and get together and talk and discuss. And this provides that opportunity, both in the morning at the breakfast and in the follow-up meeting in the afternoon. And it's also fun just as you walk through the Capitol Annex to be able to meet with legislators to see who else is there that day and who's doing the exact same thing that you are.
Do you ever hear about organizations, we'll say delegations from communities around the state who have carpooled in together? You may have an organization leader and then an artist or two that's joined them, and maybe another organization leader from one county. Do they come as a delegation ever?
Absolutely. Paducah is a good example of this.
Yeah.
They have done that in the past, and you know, that's a little bit of a trek for them to get to Frankfort, so we always appreciate that very much. I know sometimes the folks from Lexington do it. I've seen, you know, some of the organizations from Danville and artists there. So yeah, that's very common for people to do.
So what would you say the overall goal of Kentucky Arts Day is?
The overall goal is to let legislators know how important it is to fund the state arts agency. That's why it was created. And also to restore funding to the Kentucky Arts Council. And I say restore because the funding has dropped so significantly over the years. In 2001, the Arts Council was funded at $4.5 million. In the current fiscal year, it's funded at $1.8 million. Over the years, it's had a 59% reduction in funding, and that is not the way to be able to have a strong creative industry.
We have talked off mic about this thing I'm going to ask you about. The current level of funding is comparable to what year in the Arts Council's funding history?
Oh, that is comparable to 1987. So, and if we were, you know, looking at those dollars in their value today, it would be $5.6 million. So, you know, it has diminished so much. At one point, the Arts Council was about mid-range in terms of the ranking among all of the state arts agencies. For years, it ranged around number 15, 16, that sort of thing. Right now, we're number 45 in the nation.
And that is I was going to get into that later, but I did want to explore the per capita spending figure. So that's a good entree for you to talk about that.
Per capita right now is 40 cents per person. Again, extremely low. All of the states in the South, with the exception of Georgia, receive more state funding for their arts agency. And also all of the contiguous states. Kentucky, you know, just ranks so low.
And I'm looking at that list right now. I see states that are at $5 and $3 and 41 cents is kind of staggering, plus coupled with the ranking.
Yes, right now. And, you know, the thing is, people need to be not discouraged or disappointed if something doesn't happen immediately. And I think that's one of the things that we really need to keep in mind. The highest ranking state is Minnesota, and their per capita is almost $8 per person. They worked on that for 20 years. So, you know, this is not something you can just go in, have a meeting with your legislator, and expect miraculous results. You have to keep at it 24/7. And by you, I mean Kentucky's entire creative field.
Mm-hmm. So I got to ask, how do the legislators respond to this kind of advocacy when you put the numbers in front of them? How do they respond?
Well, I heard somebody say several years ago, never a story without the data, never data without the story. And the story really seems to be the most important, because you can say, you know, all you want, 40 cents per person. But when you talk about what some of the things that are, you know, taking place in communities, in schools, in business, with the support of the arts, that really makes a difference. So, you know, it also helps to ask what their involvement in the arts might be. Lots of times you'll get the answer, I have no involvement in the arts. But if you even look around their offices, I've noticed, you know, maybe there's a photograph on the wall. Ask about the photograph. Recently, I was in a meeting where, you know, the legislator said, nope, no involvement in the arts, really. But then when I asked about the photograph, which was of his farm, he just, you know, really kind of lit up and told me all about it. And it was like, okay, this, you're talking to me about the arts and the personal meaning that photograph brings to you. And lots of times it's kind of like the light bulb moment.
And there's certainly artists all around the state of varying involvement in their, you know, it's either a part-time thing for them or it's their full-time livelihood in addition to arts organizations across the state. So I imagine it's a pretty good chance that each legislative district has got some element of the arts in it, whether
Absolutely.
It's an individual artist or organization.
Absolutely. We have such a strong artist community in the state, and so many artists that do indeed make their living, you know, through their artwork. And, you know, we need to also think about arts educators, you know, the mm-hmm. people that work in our schools in Kentucky, you know, teaching the arts, giving children the advantage to really be not only influenced by but participate in the arts. Those things are critical. And one of the programs that the Arts Council offers is a funding program to for schools where they can apply for funds to go attend an arts performance, an arts event, the transportation costs.
Mm-hmm. And that is, I've heard from teachers that we would take these field trips, but the cost of transportation is so expensive. This removes a barrier, right?
That's right. It certainly does. And the other great thing about that is a lot of these organizations that, you know, have students come in for the field trips, they prepare curriculum materials that go along with whatever the students are there to take part in. So it's not just going in and seeing the performance. It's really an educational learning experience.
And that is a program of the publicly funded Kentucky Arts Council at
Absolutely.
The state level.
Yes, it is.
So we talked a little bit earlier about the idea that that artists and arts organizations don't exist in a vacuum, and they can come to something like Kentucky Arts Day and network and share stories and ideas. What have you heard from the artists and arts organizations? How have they responded to the event in the past?
Well, it's interesting because it is hard sometimes, particularly for artists who don't receive direct funding from the Arts Council. They maybe participate in a program. They attend Kentucky Crafted and, you know, take orders there for their work. But sometimes you have to make that connection about, without these funds for the Kentucky Arts Council, those types of programs would not exist. And so it would not give you the benefit. And again, once you get to that kind of light bulb moment, you know, they are usually very eager and willing to advocate for funding for the arts.
So that explanation lands with them.
Yes. Yes, okay. It does.
Let's shift and talk about funding and the upcoming budget session, because we mentioned that the General Assembly is in session and it is a budget year for the biennium.
Yes.
What is your organization, as well as the arts community at large, hoping to come out of this session?
Well, we would like to see funding restored to $4.5 million annually. That would really give the Arts Council an opportunity to continue and regain some of the programs that they have had to let go over the past several years because of a lack of funding. And so that would be tremendous for the entire state.
What are some examples of some programs that have gone the wayside because of the reduction in funding at the Kentucky Arts Council?
Well, I think training for artists, it is not possible to do the same amount of training that has happened in the past, especially in-person training. That was always a very strong component of the Arts Council, bringing artists in, bringing organizations in, or traveling to those locations to be able to provide business training. And that's critical. Anybody knows if you want to be successful in what you're doing, you need to have the information, the background to be able to do that. Funding for the Kentucky Arts Partnership Program that provides funding for approximately 100 organizations across the entire state to provide programs and services in their communities. And that funding has dropped significantly over the years as well. So things like that.
And that grant, the Kentucky Arts Partnership, it's operational support. So it's for things like keeping the lights on and keeping the organization, buying the office supplies, things like that.
It can be used for that. We don't really look at it in that way. Really, we look at it in terms of how the organizations use that funding, again, to provide their services to the community. And that's something to keep in mind when we're talking about funding to the Arts Council. This is not so much funding to the organizations. The organizations are the conduit for the funding to come so that they can then make sure that the arts are available in their communities.
Mm-hmm. And drilling down into the Kentucky Arts Council budget, that grant is probably the largest block of money dedicated to grants in the Arts Council, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Let's talk on the national level for a moment. The National Endowment for the Arts finally has a chair. Again, welcome back Mary Ann Carter, who was chair during the first Trump administration. What are you and other arts advocates across the country hearing from her about what to expect from the NEA in terms of financial support or other kinds of support?
Well, the good thing about Mary Ann Carter is that she is supportive of the arts, and she was a good chairman for the agency when she was there during the president's first administration, and I think she will continue to be so. She has both a good relationship with the administration as well as the National Arts Network, so that's very important. We see the funding right now has been for, and this is for fiscal year 26, don't want to get ahead of myself, but it has finally been approved at $207 million by both the House and the Senate. Early on, the House was suggesting that it be funded at $135 million, and the Senate was holding out for the $207. So now it has to be approved by the administration. But we are cautiously optimistic. And at the same time, this is happening, encouragement and advocacy for funding for fiscal year 2027 is also in place.
Now, I know the Kentucky Arts Council receives a sizable contribution from the National Endowment for the Arts as the designated state arts agency.
Yes.
What other money is coming in from the NEA to Kentucky? Because I know it's not just for the Arts Council. There are individual communities that benefit from that as well.
Yes, that's right. Organizations can apply for funding, grants to create projects, put on activities directly from the National Endowment for the Arts. And there are several organizations in Kentucky that do receive that funding. There are still certain individual artist grants. I believe the most recent literature grant from the NEA to Kentucky was for translation, and I'm afraid I don't have that individual's name in front of me. Money also comes to Kentucky through the through South Arts, which is a regional arts organization comprised of 9 different states. Kentucky is one of those, and South Arts provides funding and, again, access and training to individuals and organizations in Kentucky.
Now, South Arts is not a governmental agency, correct?
They are not.
Okay, just purely a nonprofit that serves the Southern
region.
Yes,
that is correct.
Well, thanks again to Lori Meadows from Kentuckians for the Arts for joining me on Open Studio and letting us know about Kentucky Arts Day, January 22nd in Frankfort. You can learn more about Kentuckians for the Arts at kyforthearts.org. That's kyforthearts.org. Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at WUKY.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.